Hey, let's give God a big hand for that, huh? It's a powerful story of freedom there. A young man in our church that many of you know, he was actually addicted to Oxycontin. If you're not familiar with that drug, it's a very powerful drug. And coming to church for an entire year while addicted to that drug, many times high in church. Come on, aren't you glad that we have a church where just come just as you are? And then last year during this season of prayer and fasting, in last year's awakening at one of the prayer meetings, he had an encounter with God right here at the altar, and he was set free. And he's been changed forever, and he's never been the same, and he serves in our church. It's just a great story of God getting a hold of a life. Amen. And so today, I think this is real appropriate. We're continuing in our Awakening series, and I really encourage you, every weekend in January, it just keeps building and building and building. We're talking about the Awakening Total Life Challenge, and we have a challenge for you every single weekend. We know that 2010 can be your best year if it's your best year spiritually. And so on this weekend, I think it's especially appropriate as we honor Dr. Martin Luther King. It's a very powerful video if you weren't here at the beginning of the service of Dr. King, another man that was an instrument in freedom, that we talk about freedom. You know, God wants us free. He wants you free. He wants you joyful. And here in Isaiah chapter 58, if you have your Bibles, you can go ahead and open your Bibles to Isaiah 58. You'll see some people coming in. If you have a couple of seats around you, and just kind of be aware of that. And of course, we want to welcome everyone over in the annex as well, and all of our campuses, extension gatherings, those watching via the internet. Can we just put our hands together real quick and welcome everyone today? I want to remind everyone that today's message is a short message, so come on, you ready? Ready to hear the Word of God? And take notes if you can. You'll see there in your bulletin packets, there's some sermon notes and today's scripture where you can follow along, and some fill-in-the-blanks if you want to do that. But we're going to be talking about Haiti at the end of the service and our relief efforts there. We're really, really pumped about that. So it's kind of a short message today, but we're going to talk about freedom here in Isaiah chapter 58, Isaiah 58, in verse 6, God says, "Is this not the fast that I have chosen?" And so God here is speaking to us, and he's saying, look, the fast, when I call you to a fast, I've chosen a fast for a specific purpose. God chooses a fast, and he has a specific purpose in mind that he wants us to experience when we fast. He says, is this not the fast that I've chosen? In other words, this is what I want to see happen in your life when you're in this season of prayer and fasting. To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. This speaks to our personal freedom. And then God goes on, and once we're personally free, he goes on and he says, is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you cover him, and not hide yourself from your own flesh. So God said, look, I want you to be free. I want you to be blessed so you can be a blessing to others. And I want to let you guys know, here in this season of prayer and fasting, this is what awakening is all about. You know, we have almost 1,000 other churches that have joined us in this season of prayer and fasting. And it's been so awesome because of that network. When the earthquake happened in Haiti, which, by the way, they're saying it is the worst catastrophe in the last 200 years in the Western Hemisphere. And those pictures that you see in Haiti today, those will be the same pictures that you see in 6 months. This is not a 2-week project. This is years and years and years of rebuilding lives. And Jesus loves those people. And I just believe that there's going to be a mighty move of God in Haiti. And God is going to turn those lives around. And Jesus loves those people. And I'm so fired up because you know what? As soon as that earthquake happened, guess who the first to respond was? It was the Church of Jesus Christ. And it's just, we're in this season of prayer and fasting. And God says, isn't this what fasting is supposed to produce? that you get out there, that you help those that are hurting, that you share your bread with the hungry. Don't hide your flesh don't hide yourself from what's going on. We're not going to hide ourselves from what's going on in Haiti. We're going to get involved. You know why? Because we can and because we should. And we were able to rally several hundred of those churches to focus all of their prayer and fasting efforts towards the people of Haiti. And then we also organize relief. We'll be talking about that. We're going to be sending shipments down there. We already have people on the ground right now in Haiti. We're already distributing aid and bringing resources and finances. And the church was the first to be there. And guess what? After all the media is gone, the church will be the last to be there. And we're redirecting our missions this year. We're going to be taking several mission trips to Haiti. And I'm believing God that God would allow us to build a relief center there, that it could also double as a church on Sunday. And man, we're just going to see God do some amazing things as he ministers his love to those people that are in a terrible crisis right now. And we'll talk about that more at the end of the service. But man, that is what fasting is all about. It's not just about us, but it's about us being in a place of freedom so we have the energy and vision and passion to help those that are hurting. Can I have a good amen to that? You know, but when you're hurting, when we're hurting, when we need relief, many times it's hard to have that vision to help and bring relief to others. So God's talking about this journey of you getting free, you getting relief, and then bringing relief to others. And then he goes on to say in verse 8, here's what's going to happen when you get free. He says, look, your light shall break forth like the morning. It speaks of the morning. It speaks of a new day. Many of you today, you're going to have a fresh start with God. It's a new day. It's a new morning. It's going to be like your past. It was a night. It's gone. It's a new day. God's mercies are new every morning. Amen. God says, look, your healing shall spring forth speedily. The things that kept you bound, you know, those had some negative effects, some consequences in your mind, your emotions, your relationships. God says, your healing will come forth speedily. And God says, in your righteousness, you'll go before you. Who is our righteousness? Jesus Christ. He'll go before you. He'll open doors that you didn't even know were there. He'll get you back on the right path. And I love this one. And God says, the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. You might have made some mistakes and some things that you did in the past, but guess what? Now, because you put God first and because you're free, God's saying, I got your back. Isn't it good to know when God has your back? Come on, let's give God a hand. And so I want to just unpack this for a few moments here. So look there in your notes, and I want to talk about this process of freedom. First, God says this. God says that I will loose the bonds of wickedness. I'll loose the bonds of wickedness. So here's the first stage of personal freedom, and that is God loosing the bonds of wickedness. Okay, now, notice, God didn't say, I need to break the bonds. He didn't say, these things, need to be shattered off for you. But he kind of gives it an analogy of, he says, I'll loose the bonds. In other words, it's not a yoke yet. It's not a burden yet. This is just a bond. And there's things in our life. What happens is as we go through life and it's real easy, maybe our heart gets a little cold or we're just, not walking with God. And what happens is we begin to form bonds with unholy or unhealthy things that hinder our relationship with God. But at this stage, it's just a bond. Let me explain what I mean by that. If you think, if I had two pieces of paper up here, an easy bonding agent to think of as glue. Is everybody following me here? So glue is a bonding agent. So if I put glue on each side of the paper and I stuck them together, okay, now a bond has been formed. Now for a while, it's going to be kind of a loose bond. In other words, I could peel the pages apart, but if I keep them bonded for a while, it's that adhesion is going to stick, and it's going to go from being bonded to being joined. And now it's real hard to pull those pages apart. And in fact, if I put this page over here, this one's going to follow it. In other words, this thing has latched on, and it's going to go with you wherever you go. And what happens is our lives, we begin to form bonds. Something, you know, maybe we don't think they're serious. We don't think that they're going to cause real pain in our life. And we form bonds with things. It's not something that God needs to break off yet, because we're not feeling the negative consequences of it yet. And God's saying, look, here's what I'll do with these bonds, okay? You form some bonds with some things that are not God in your life. In a season of prayer and fasting, the Holy Spirit comes in us. We become aware of those things. We get convicted about those things again. And God says, okay, I've loosened the bond. Now I need for you to walk away from it. Maybe there's a relationship. Maybe you're single and you're in a relationship. You're not having premarital sex. You know, you're not, it's not gotten anything out of hand or real negative yet, but you know you have formed a bond with someone that's not God. And if you don't, God's saying, okay, you in this season of prayer and fast and you've realized this is not God, God's saying, okay, I've loosened that adhesion. I want you to walk away from it. Are you following me? It's the picture of you're kind of tied to something or you're glued to something. God loosens that, but you have to walk away from it. You know, I can remember when I was in college and I wasn't addicted. It wasn't a major thing, but I formed basically just kind of a bond with drugs. And I began to experiment with drugs and smoking dope and some little ecstasy here and there. And, you know, a few lines of coke here and there. Now watch. It wasn't really, I wasn't really hurting anybody with it yet. I could, you know, could go without it, no problem. If it was there, maybe I'd do it a little bit. I wasn't experiencing the negative consequences or pain yet. But what happened was I had formed a bond with these things and I didn't walk away from it. So sooner or later, it went to the next level. Some of you, you can form a bond with unforgiveness. Someone's offended you or, you know, someone has hurt you. And instead of forgiving them, you've just kind of compromised and said, well, you know, I'm going to hold on to this. If you've formed a bond with that, you're not feeling any real negative side effects yet. But if you are not careful, that bond will turn into a burden and eventually a yoke. And you will have a heavy weight of bitterness in your life. Some of you guys, it might be a bond. Yeah, you're not looking at any hardcore porn or, you know, anything like that or watching movies or anything like that, but you've kind of allowed more kind of that softcore porn, some of those websites that you can go through from some of the sports sites. And, you know, you're kind of watching this show that's there on the edge. And what you've done is, you know, you're not addicted. You're not in bondage, but you've formed this bond. You're not experiencing any pain with it yet. No one's being hurt by it yet, but there is a bond that's been formed. You've allowed these things in your life that are not God. And now during this season of prayer and fasting, or even today in church, all of a sudden the Holy Spirit, your conscience is sensitive, your conviction sharpened, and all of a sudden you realize, okay, this is not God. God's saying, look, I've loosened that. Now you realize that this is an area of compromise in your life, you need to walk away from it before it gets worse. Can I have a good amen to that? So, and I think for all of us, big or small, there's so many things that we can form bonds with that are just not God, and we're not feeling any negative consequences or pain yet. But if we keep letting that glue harden, it's going to go to the next level. So let me spare you some pain today. If you're in a bond with anything, walk away from it. If anything that's not God, you need to walk away from it today and make a clean break from that. Because if you don't, watch, if you don't, it's going to go to the next level and it's going to become a heavy burden. A heavy burden. And here's what God says. Thank you, Jesus, for the goodness and power of God. Some of us, we've already let that bond go to a heavy burden, but guess what God says? God says, I will undo the heavy burdens. See, now once it gets to a burden, it can't just be loosed and you walk away. Now you are carrying this thing. It has become a weight to you. It is taking up your energy. It is taking up your strength. It is starting to transform your life. Just like I said, you formed a bond with unforgiveness. For a while, it didn't seem to have any negative side effects or pain. But now that thing is, it starts to consume your thoughts. You think about that thing every day, or there's some kind of pain from divorce or something happened in your childhood. And now this thing has become this heavy burden. And now what God says is, look, I will undo. He can't just be loose, but God says, look, I will undo the heavy burden. You know how you get that burden undone? In other words, unpacked. Off of your back, off of your life, you bring that burden to the cross. Let me tell you what fasting does. Fasting brings the cross, man. The cross is the power. What Jesus was crucified, his body. The cross brings the power of death into your life, and some things in your life need to die. Those sins, those weights, those burdens that are not God, that are hindering your relationship with him. Bring those things to Jesus and take up his burden. Jesus says, my yoke is easy and my burden is life. Light, when you take up Jesus' burden, you find rest for your soul. Jesus' burden gives you strength. It doesn't take your strength. I can remember in my own life when, you know, first I formed a bond with drugs, and it wasn't a big deal. I just allowed it, but because I didn't walk away from it, eventually it became a burden. I wouldn't say that it was like this hardcore addiction yet, but what I mean by all of a sudden, it started to change me. It started to change who I hang around. It started to be a burden, you know, financially, and the guilt and the shame, I knew it was wrong. I could feel something changing on the inside of me. I can remember nights, you know, coming down off of cocaine or whatever like that, and just knowing this is wrong. There's shame. I'm not supposed to be living my life like this. That's what happens with the heavy burden. It starts to transform your life, who you are and who you hang around. Some of you, it might be something sexual. Some of you, like I said, it might be something that, you know, you've experienced, something relational. Some of you, something that has to do with drugs and alcohol. I mean, I could just sit here all day, and because the way the human body is wired and engineered, there's just so many things we could talk about that are not God. And they become a heavy burden in our life. You know what a heavy burden is? When you're trying to be somebody you're not. When you're under pressure and somehow you formed a bond with insecurity and now that thing is taken and now there's a heavy burden of you trying to be somebody that God hasn't called you to be. But aren't you glad that God will undo the heavy burden? Come on, you did it. But God can undo it. Can I have a good amen to that? Let's give him a hand. And the weight of that, there's where it begins to take your energy. And then finally, it gets to the last stage. It goes from a bond to a burden to a yoke. And just to give you an easy illustration of a yoke, if you think about this, maybe you've seen some pictures from like third world farming, or maybe you've seen some pictures of ancient agrarian agricultural things like that. And the most common way in the Bible talks or makes references to this many times, it talks about the yoke that an oxen would have. And so you've probably seen those pictures in third world farming where there would be an animal like an ox that would have this huge wooden thing around his head. How many of you have seen a picture or you know what I'm talking about? It's this huge yoke. It's bound to him. He cannot get it off. And behind the yoke, he's pulling the farming equipment or the carriage. It's a tremendous weight. And basically, the way that that ox is driven is by the yoke. He turns and the yoke turns this way, that ox turns this way. The yoke goes that way, the ox turns that way. And that's exactly what addictions do in our life. Or bondages or enslavement to unhealthy emotions. They begin to control and direct us. So I want to give you a picture of that. Now look, in the natural, you know, many of you look all fine, you look great, you know what I'm saying? But spiritually, and really what's going on in your life is this. What's going on? You're in a yoke. This thing, this sin, started out long time. It was just a bond. It was a time you could have walked away. Then it went to be a burden. Now it is a yoke. It controls you. It consumes you. You know what the thing is about yokes? Man, they are heavy. They will suck the life out of you. But you know, just like that oxen, if you wear a yoke long enough, you just kind of learn to live with it. How many of you know what I'm talking about? You just kind of learn. It's, and you don't realize how much it's affecting you, how much it's affecting those around you. If you're a Christian, how much it's affecting your worship. So let me have some friends up here. Here's kind of how it is. Hey, come on up, guys. Let's talk, man. Let's hang out. Come on up. We got here T, Jason, Chris. What's going on?
Doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. You kind of got to come over here. Yeah, let me shake. Who's over there? Did I see? Oh, I'm sorry. I did. Where are y'all? Oh, I'm. Wait, weren't there four of y'all? T, I didn't. Where are y'all? Oh, I didn't mean. Wait, Alex, there you are. I couldn't even. Man, I couldn't even see you over here. You doing all right?
Doing great.
Okay, man. Well, it's good to see you. I hope you. Chris, come on, give me. Well, you can't really give me five. Just kind of. All right, over there. Jason, a handshake down here, man. I appreciate you guys. And, we hurt ourselves, and we hurt everybody around us when we have these yokes, and we don't even know how to live life anymore. God wants you free. He wants you free. And here's what it says, and this is in your notes. Isaiah 58. God says, I will break every. Or he says this. This is cool. He says, look, to let the oppressed go free and that you break every yoke. You break, in other words, God breaks it through his power, but he gives that power for you to break it. And you know what I like? How it says? God says, I'll break every yoke. Some of your yokes, it's a very old yoke. You've had, it's a 20-year-old yoke. Guess what? God says, I'll break every one. I don't care how big. I don't care how old. I don't care how heavy. God says you can break those things off of you in this season of prayer and fasting. I have come to let the oppressed go free. So how do you do that? Why? Because really the purpose of fasting, as a new covenant believer, the purpose of fasting is we draw closer to Jesus, right? We don't really come to God to get. We just draw closer to Jesus. But when you draw closer to Jesus, good things happen. And you know what Jesus says? Jesus says, when you know the truth will set you free. You know what it says? It says, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And you're doing those daily devotions day by day, and you're fasting, and your spirit's getting stronger and stronger, and your flesh is getting weaker and weaker. Remember, this is a spiritual picture. So before your spirit was weak and your flesh was real strong, and so you don't have any energy, but as your spirit begins to build up in the Holy Spirit, man, and you get your strength back and you realize that you don't want to live with this thing anymore, you draw closer to Jesus. I'm telling you, transformation happens. Power happens. And just like the testimony you saw of the guy that was hooked on Oxycontin, all of a sudden in that season of prayer and fasting, he felt the power of the Holy Spirit. He got faith to be free in this thing that seemed so heavy. Oh, oh my goodness. Woo. Man, I feel great. I didn't know life could be like this. man, I feel like dancing. I feel like a hum. I feel like a woo. I feel like a feel like a no. Something. Wow. Man, my friends, I can hang. Where's my friends at? Where did they ran from me because I hurt them so bad, but they'll come back. Wow, man, all this, I can worship God. I mean, I just feel like just 1,000 pounds has been taken off me. You know why? Because spiritually speaking, it has. Come on, can you give God some praise? Man, I can't. And then it's this. It's not that I can't, man. I just don't want that anymore. Because I've been awakened to this incredible freedom and satisfaction that is found in Jesus Christ alone. So I'll do a P90X. You know what I'm saying. Man, come on, you're free. You're feeling great. Man, I've just, the yoke destroyed my notes. Where does was I? Watch this in your notes. Just remember this. For freedom, Christ has set you free. It's for the purpose of freedom that he set you free. He wants you free. He wants you joyful. The only thing that God wants you yoked up to is him. And that's a good yoke, and that's a satisfying yoke, and that's a life-giving yoke. Mm. We are set free for a purpose. Remember what we read there in Isaiah 58? We're set free for a purpose. In other words, you know, it's not just to get free and be joyful. That's the first thing. We can't glorify God if we don't have joy. Okay, we glorify God when we are most satisfied in him. That's why joy is a huge component. When you have freedom, when you have joy, it's a way that you show the world, my biggest satisfaction is God. God gives me a high that these things can't give me. God gives me a satisfaction that these things can't give me. And so we have a purpose. A purpose is now that we're free, let's be vessels of freedom to others. Let's get out. Now we have the energy. Let's get out there and help and serve. You know why? Because life is so short. The Bible says it's like a vapor. God, we don't have time to be bound up in yokes and burdens and negativity and sin, man. God has a great life for you. He's got something for you to do. We don't just bask in the presence of God to bask. We bask in the presence of God so we can get filled up with the purpose of God and get out there in our communities and make a difference. That's what we're going to be doing as we have it the last weekend of January, and we talk about our vision for this year and the big vision weekend, man. You're going to see this year, man, community and sowing in the community and personal devotion is just going to be awesome. But you got to get free. It says, now we are, and then finally, when we are free, we glorify God. That's how we glorify God. So here is this weekend's challenge. This is number two, last weekend, and this is in your notes. Last weekend, we talked about turning our hearts. It all starts with the heart. This is the freedom challenge this weekend. Commit to being free from. You can write it down. Or maybe you don't want to write it down. Maybe you can just kind of, you know, put a check there like, I know what it is. Isn't it awesome to know? You know, there's things about us that only God knows. And he loves us so much. And he could care less. He just wants you to get free. So you can enjoy your relationship with him. Some of you, you might have some bonds, some burdens, and some yokes. You know, there's some things. And I think really over the course of the year, even if it's small things, I think it's so easy. You just get a little cold-hearted. How many of you know what I'm talking about? You get cold-hearted and you end up forming some bonds with some things that are not God for your life. God's saying, look, I've loosened that. It's time to walk away. Some of you have burdens as well. It's not a total yoke, but man, you gotta bring that thing to the cross. Some of you are in yokes. And today, Jesus proclaims you free in Jesus' name, and that yoke is broken off. So here's kind of the practical things. Come on, church, can we commit to being free this year? Can you give God a big hand for that? So here's kind of the practical things, okay, to facilitate that. Of course, you know, participate in this season of prayer and fasting and awakening. If you are not fasting, man, just jump in on these last 2 weeks. At least do 2 days a week, and you can go to the website. I mean, you can drink just juices. You can eat fruits and vegetables. Have a smoothie for breakfast or for breakfast and lunch, and eat dinner. Some of people in our church, they do the whole 21 days fruits and vegetables. Some people go no meats and no sweets, but jump in. At least do a day or two a week. There's only 2 weeks left. Establish a daily time of personal devotion with God. That's prayer and Bible reading. If you weren't here Wednesday night, please pick up the CD. I actually sat down on the stage and walked those that were here through how I do a time of personal devotion. Okay? And we have a Bible reading plan, the New Testament. It's in a bookmarker form out there, New Testament, Psalms, and Proverbs. Establish that with God. We're going to help you throughout the year to keep that going. We'll be talking about that. Some really cool stuff that we're doing this year to help you with personal devotions. Okay? And then the final thing, and this is a big one, join a small group this year. Thank you, all one of you. Join a small group this year. Now, join a small group this semester. Okay, let me explain this, okay? The Bible says that a threefold cord is not easily broken. Here's the threefold cord. See, it's one thing to get free, but it's another thing to what? To stay free. And so instead of, you know, getting free and awakening every year, and then by the time summer comes, you're all back into it. Man, let's get free and let's stay free. So here's the Bible says a threefold cord is not easily broken. Here's the threefold cord, okay? God, you, and others. That's how we set up the kingdom. So let's take something like, man, if you have a drug addiction deal, man, you're going to come up, you're going to get free, just like you saw that testimony, or man, you've got that revelation today. But we have so many 12-step groups or just other groups. You've got to connect to the right group of people where you can have that strength. That's what it's talked about, fellowship. It's going to be a huge initiative of ours this year. We've got to get you connected to the right group of people. Look, you have your people. You just have to find them. Some of you already kind of have your people. We just kind of need to put a little bit more structure around that so it can facilitate freedom. I mean, we have recovery groups. Some of you know, those bonds that you're walking away from, you need to get in a recovery group, a divorce recovery or some type of recovery group. You know, we even have, talking about sex addiction. Listen, we have groups, if you have a sex addiction, we can get you in that confidentially, okay? We'll show you how to do that. But man, powerful, powerful. You know, studies say now, because the internet has made everything accessible, affordable, and anonymous. Oh, wait till the sex series this March. It's going to be heavy. Accessible, affordable, and anonymous. Some studies say that they think about 60% of men are sex addicts. And we just don't know it because the way of our culture has made everything accessible, affordable, and anonymous. Things used to not be completely accessible. They used to or affordable, and you couldn't be totally anonymous. And we got some great groups for that. Maybe you're struggling with homosexuality or same-sex attraction. We have a great group called Laughter from Purity. People coming out of that. People wanting to get free from that. Man, there's great testimonies in that group. We can get you in there. We can get you in there confidentially, anonymously. Whatever you can think of, we have a group for that. Threefold cord's not easily broken. God, you, and others. Now, some of you, you're not having, you know, you just kind of deal with the regular bonds that we all deal with and struggles and pain in life. We have great awakening groups. We have message-based groups. We have, you're struggling in your finances, Financial Peace University. We've got all kinds of different groups for you. But I'm asking you, make it a matter of prayer and make that decision today. You know, hey, this semester, even if it's for 6 weeks, I'm going to a group, and I'm going to bond to the right kind of thing. You follow me? Yoke up with God and bond to a group. And I'm telling you, you will not only get free, but you'll stay free. Can I have a good amen to that? And also, so here, let me show you this, and then we're going to talk about Haiti for a few minutes before we go. Let me just show you this. On your seats or in your bulletin, this is the Awakening Total Life Challenge. Okay? We need to know, some of you did this last week, but we need to know if you're participating in the fast at all, even 1 or 2 days a week, or maybe you're starting now for the next 2 weeks, please let us know about it. We're just trying to determine. We know a large percentage of our church participates in the fast. We're trying to find out exactly what percentage of our church participates. And then the next thing I wanted to say, maybe you've already turned one of these in, but we're also using these if you're interested in a group. You can give us details or you can give us no details. If you just say, I'm interested in a group. And let me tell you about one other great group that we have in the church. We actually have a group that's designed for you getting free and staying free. Maybe you've been hurt in your past. Maybe you were abused. We go through life, we pick up hurts and pains and scars. When I talked about, hey, that 20-year yoke, you have that something or just a real issue that you need to get free. We have a great group led by Drew and Lauren King. It's a breaking free type group. And you get there, man, you get free and you stay free. And there's some huge fruit coming from that group. And so I wanted just to let you know about that as well. Remember, you get free, God will heal. Healing comes forth speedily. He'll heal those wounds. He'll heal those hurts. He'll open doors for you. He'll get you back on the... So use that and drop these in the baskets when we take up the Haiti offering in just a moment, or at the doors when you leave. Let us know. We'll help you. We'll put you in a group. Awesome. And if you don't know what group or just a regular group, just put a group. We'll contact you. You ready to pray? You ready to get free right now?
Thank you for joining us for this week's message. Our prayer is that it will help you to live a God-first life. For more information about Celebration Church and other available resources, please visit our website at www.celebration.org.